Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
And my name is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's up, fam? What's going on with you? Shout out to you for allowing us to shine some light on your life. Is that all right? I already know that it is. But of course, you know, I can't do this show by myself. I need my girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now, let's go ahead and get things started. All right. Okay. Now, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge shout out to @Eduardo_Flores on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, listen, make sure you're following us on Instagram. That's @MMLiveRadio. And you could be the first to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you could be next week's follower Friday.
You know this. #TooManyHashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Do me a favor and tell your neighbor, your best friend, and even your ex that your favorite segment is going up in a couple more minutes because your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, we have a Dear Eminem letter that one of our listeners wrote to us in need of advice, and we're going to read it live on the air and give our 2 cents about it in about 25 minutes past the hour. Don't miss it.
And stay close. We have your dose of encouragement not too far, as my homie Mia will be bringing you her 1 minute inspiration. We talked off the air, and of course, every single time any one of us gives a 1 minute inspiration, we're so excited. But you know, Mia always comes and she always makes sure that she always impressed, man.
Listen, but we got to talk about this week's conversation though, Misa.
Let's do it.
Listen, who is to blame for the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef and why? Listen, everyone's been talking about this, so listen, we might as well talk about it here on the show. Let us know. Instagram and Twitter is where you can give us your responses, at us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, we gotta give a shout out to last week's guest.
Man, DJ MD, he is a DJ, first off, but not only is he that, but he is an up-and-coming artist.
Yes, man.
One thing I want to say is that I'm really proud of people that decide to step out on faith and do something different. Not only is he going to be on the ones and twos, but he's producing. He's actually putting his craft on the front street.
On the forefront. Listen, so you guys got to be excited about things coming from DJ MD, but we're going to bump his latest single featuring Spencer Kane for you right here, right now. Here is Turn the Lights On by DJ MD featuring Spencer Kane. Then we got some Alicia Cara after that. Then we got this week's trending topics with #TooManyHashtags. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
A sign of hope seems beyond me. A dream of love surrounded by nightmares. I'm not prepared. I'm just afraid of the dark. I've gone missing. I'm just lonely again. Somebody listen. I've made mistakes, but I say I'm sorry. I try to love and they just hate me. Freedom comes when grace is given. So tell the world how we live. We are alive now. We are. Turn the lights on.
You are.
Make my way through the motions. I try to ignore it, but home's looking farther the closer I get. Don't know why I can't see the end. Is it over yet? A short leash and a short fuse don't match. They tell me it ain't that bad. Now don't you overreact. So I just hold my breath. Don't know why I can't see the sun when young should be fun. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Every happy phrase engraved in my mind. And I've always been a go-getter. There's truth in every word I write. But still the growing pains that keeping me up at night. Stress of the mess that I've made. Don't know if I even care for grown. If it's just alone, yeah. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Every happy phrase engraved in my mind. I've always been a go-getter. There's truth in every word I write. But still the growing pains that keeping me up at night. Can't take her own advice, can't find pieces of my peace of mind. I cry more than I want to admit, but I can't lie to myself, to anyone. Cause phoning it in isn't any fun. Can't run back to my youth the way I want to. The days my brother was quicker to fool. AM radio, not much to do. Use monsters as an excuse to lie awake. Now the monsters are the ones that I have to face. No band-aids for the growing pains. No band-aids for the growing pains.
No band-aids for the growing pains, Alicia said. Man, listen to her. That was Growing Pains by Alicia Cara. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and I'm going to let you know, put you up on game to what time it is right now. Check your watches. That's right. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag I just hurricane. As we currently enter hurricane season, we must say a little prayer for those on the East Coast that will be affected by Hurricane Florence. Now, our followers located in the Virginias, the Carolinas, parts of Georgia and Florida, please, please, and I say please again, make sure you are taking necessary precautions to ensure your safety. It is said that Hurricane Florence is to be a Category 4 hurricane and reach wind speeds up to 90 miles per hour, then become a Category 1 once it reaches landfall. And I actually wanted to go to what the president's statements on the severity of the hurricane would be.
And again, they haven't seen anything like what's coming at us in 25, 30 years, maybe ever. It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
Tremendously big and tremendously wet. It even says on Fox 26 that it was reported that Airbnb is offering free shelter to evacuees and relief workers. Pet lovers all over the area are running to animal shelters to help evacuate the animals. Now, Mia, I'm so happy to hear that Airbnb is helping out in any way possible. Even the pet lovers are running to shelters. But at the end of the day, please make sure that if you are in the path and direction of the hurricane, that you are taking care of you and the safety of your family first. What are your thoughts on this whole hurricane situation?
I guess we are in the hurricane season, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, you can only prepare for when it comes, you know what I'm saying? But huge shout out to people like companies like Airbnb who are able to, like, you know, buckle down and, you know, do these nice kindness acts and kind gestures to make sure that people are safe and okay. I was thinking not too long ago how I'm so grateful for things like Facebook. I know on Facebook you're able to check in
when there's
a natural disaster, like even like a cause going on around you, and check in that you're okay. Let your loved ones and people that, even like people who just follow you, they might know that you're that from that specific place, but they want to know that you're safe and you're sound.
Even speaking of Facebook, they're even buckling down and deciding to post like different hacks, like if your electricity goes out, how you can charge your phone, or different hacks such as putting a whole thing of ice in your washing machine and how it can keep your drinks and your meats and different things in the refrigerator or freezer cold for you if the electricity goes down.
This is in cases like this is where the internet wins. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, in times of trouble, you need answers, and the quickest place you can go is the internet, Google, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you can to make sure you get help or just check in with other people.
But one thing I do want to make mention, like I said before, okay, if you know that your area is going to get hit with some symptoms or some type of, you know, effects of the hurricane, do not play with it, you guys. Please make sure that you are not throwing pool parties talking about everybody's invited except Florence. Come on now.
Don't do that.
Let's be smart. And make sure you are taking extra precautions for your safety. Hashtag in the midst of a hurricane.
Hashtag we must have faith.
Hashtag that all will be well.
Hashtag and everyone's safe.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag let's blame fat shame. The online fashion retailer Revolve is behind the release of the controversial sweatshirt and is now facing some serious social media backlash. Now, the website recently released a $168 sweatshirt that reads, "Being fat is not beautiful, it's an excuse." Now, the statement was said on a comment left under a plus-size model Paloma L. Sesser's Instagram account. However, Twitter users were quick to point out the offensive statement that was clearly made to the plus-size community. Now, a representative for the brand spoke out and said, "The sweatshirts went up early on Revolve for some reason, but it's a collaboration with five women with the worst troll comments. The point was to shine the light on how horrible trolling is. The proceeds benefit charity." So it's basically for the opposite reason for what it seems. So basically what Revolve is saying is the fact that they put this trolling comment on a sweatshirt to spotlight on how bad trolling is. How do you feel about that strategy they went about for branding?
I'm not sure if that's going to be successful.
Yeah.
Only because, I mean, because we live in a world in which shaming and all areas of our life.
In everything.
In everything, it's just so common. I just don't think that they should attach that phrase onto their shirt with their brand and their logo.
My thing is everyone's not going to get that from jump. When you first see a sweatshirt, you're going to see that someone says, what does it say? It says, being fat is not beautiful. It's an excuse. They don't see the fact that it's a trolling comment. They see that it's a statement.
Right.
So therefore, you represent that statement and you're walking around with it on your chest.
Exactly.
So therefore, you feel the exact same way. So I say get rid of the whole sweatshirt, the whole line in general, because it's just not going to work. It's a no for me, dog. Hashtag, if it's not nice.
Hashtag, you have nothing to say.
Hashtag, say it with me, everybody.
Hashtag, throw the whole company away.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And if you're just now listening, your girls, Eminem, are giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag just gotta check. If you've been hating on some of your favorite IG famous accounts for having a verified blue check, be ready because you could have a blue check in your future. Instagram is making it possible for you to have one by having you apply for a badge. And if you guys aren't quite sure what that blue check means, a verified blue badge is a check that appears next to an Instagram account's name in search and on the profile. It means Instagram has confirmed that that account is authentic presence of the public figure, celebrity, or global brand that it represents. Just to kind of like bring you guys up to speed. Now, to get approved, your account has to adhere to Instagram's terms of service and community guidelines. Now, Mia, how many people do you think would honestly take this seriously and would want to apply for this verified blue check?
Everybody. I know everyone is so big on followers, so big on being verified, so big on being looked as legit on social media or being somebody. I feel like I liked when Instagram gave you the blue check. They're like, okay, we see that you have a following. You clearly have influence. You deserve this verification. The fact that you can now apply for it. I don't know if you recently heard the story of, I don't know her artist name. I just know her as the Cash Me Outside Girl.
Right.
She will forever be the Cash Me Outside Girl. She, of course, you know she's an artist now, but she bought herself a bill. I think it was an article or a cover to be on the Billboard magazine for music. She did not earn that. Billboard did not say, hey, we want to interview you. She bought that. So she's like, oh, yeah, I got money. I got money, so I'm going to buy me a billboard. Opposed to you earning it, it's two totally different things.
It is two totally different things. I feel like things nowadays, you just don't really get the gratification, or you honestly feel that you earned something, that like you deserve to be on Billboard.
Right.
You deserve to get a verified blue check. We got to get back to the roots.
We do.
What's wrong with honestly saying, you know, I want for people to honestly recognize me and my brand and my account and my celebrity status for what it truly is?
Because I even like when people get geeked over when Twitter or Instagram verifies you. Oh, look who just gave your girl a blue check, you know. But like the fact that you can apply for it and then basically now anybody can get it. Heck, I'm verified then. I mean, like it makes no sense. I feel like you should earn these things. Earn them. Earn your stripes.
Most definitely. Hashtag, if I get approved.
Hashtag, I will be lit.
Hashtag, like Beyonce said.
Hashtag, put some respect on my check.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to the last one, guys. Hashtag, a word from the germs. Now, get your sanitizer out for this one, guys. According to the New York Times, researchers in Europe found that plastic trays used in airport checkpoints are carrying a variety of germs. Now, studies show traces of rhinovirus, which is responsible for the common cold and the influenza A virus. They found traces of this on half of the luggage trays. They found more of this on airport toilets. So basically, these plastic airport trays have more germs than toilets.
Wow.
Misa, what are we going to do? I don't even want to ask how you feel. We need a solution.
Yeah, we need to figure this out. We need to get to the bottom of this. I think that the best solution that I could think of, and I was talking to my mother about this, I think I would have to carry my own like pocket size version of Lysol. But then when you think about it, if you're about to go on planes,
they're gonna take it away
because it has to be a certain amount of fluid ounces.
Well, what if you get, you know how like sometimes I know, you know, ladies, how we have like, you know, portable makeup wipes? We need portable like Lysol wipes so we can just do like a quick rub down and then you put our stuff in and then like, you know, you take it out.
My thing is TSA not spraying down the bins?
So I think they need someone to do that. Just have just a sprayer, a disinfectant sprayer
they need
after
something.
Every single one. But I mean, it to be, I'm basically practically putting all my luggage in the toilet.
But now I see me. Honestly, I've realized that a lot of people, when they fly a lot or when they travel a lot, I've realized that sometimes when you get off a plane, you kind of like catch like a little sickness or like a little bug. That's probably the reason why, and we're not even realizing it until now.
Listen, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, American Airlines, we gotta do something. So listen, we all need to have a meeting of something and find a solution to all of this. Hashtag our airport trade.
Hashtag getting dirtier as we know it.
Hashtag where did our sanitation go?
Hashtag down the toilet.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week and every week at that to get more trending topics and more things that are going on in today's world. But listen, y'all, all I'm going to say is that your girls met Tori Kelly. That's all I'm going to say.
D.T. Kelly.
That's all I'm going to say. But listen, if you want to know more about that meetup, make sure you guys keep it locked right here. We're going to give you all the details about your girls meeting the one and only Tori Kelly.
You already know it. And also, while you are staying tuned, listening to some good music that we have here prepared for you, listen, we've got a good conversation to go right along with it. Of course, throughout the week, this has been the biggest talk between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm, the question is, who is to blame for the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef and why? Get your friends involved, your family involved, whoever it is. Let's talk about it on social media, Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and Facebook, if you still got it, at MM Live Radio. Mia, we are still going all gas, no brakes. It's not a game.
It's not a game, man. And listen, our bros Derek Minor and Cannon say it best in their new song, It's Not a Game. Make sure you guys go check out their tour when they come to your city, the It's Not a Game tour. Make sure you guys go check it out. But right now, here is It's Not a Game by Derek Minor featuring Cannon. Keep it like right here, you're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. Sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. It looks something like this.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. I'm MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
Coach says my time, yeah. The game on the line.
Game on the line.
I don't play about mines, on sight. I'm pulling up from half court,
every time.
Yeah, you popping online, but all you popping in life. Oh yeah, I'm living, they keep my name in their mind like a dentist. I'm trying to crush all the hate and division. They used to sleep on me, now see the vision. Please do not call me, don't want your opinion. I ain't live this kind of life in a minute. I see the goal and I'm focused on living. Sorry, not sorry if you are offended. I'm on the chain, I'm loose.
Big dog, big dog, big dog, big dog.
You need to worry about you and let me do what I do. Already got, look what he done. RMG, you got the right one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run?
This time it ain't a game, yeah. MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. I'm MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
That's Superman like four bras, yeah. Then hit a flag. Interview me while I'm world star. Hey, Mariotti at the party in my courtyard. Then I'ma eat at Waffle House, give me that all star. She say it ain't me, it's the god of me, yeah. Don't like what I say, then I'm following me, yeah. Eating hot Cheeto with some cheese, mixing every mixing with some Cardi B, yeah. Put it like dang, good with my gang. Never like we hit the lottery, yeah. Pull up with six, where you standing? Nappy lights dropping loose cannon. Payment some chill with my chili, yeah. I do not kill like I'm Billy, yeah. Trying to give you, give me, then they give me poppin' feelings like a willy, like a Philly, ride it with the whole clip. God tell me, can it go fish? Family business, so we don't snitch. Amplified, got a whole list. Hold up. This time it ain't a game, yeah. MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. I'm MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is.
Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yo.
number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. It's not a game, Derek Minor featuring Cannon.
Listen, man, we got more great music where that came from, but listen, just in case you don't know, make sure you're subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. That's on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. You literally have no reason not to subscribe because we are on all platforms. So make sure you join the fam, man. It's not a game, like, you know, Cannon and Derek said. It's not a game. So make sure you subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast everywhere.
Everywhere, like she said. Do it. Do it right now. I'm telling you, I can see you. Listen, stay tuned because we got so much more. We've got more music where that came from, a good conversation, also our women inspiration. But I hope your week was great, because let me tell you about ours.
Let us tell you about ours.
Let me tell you.
We got this this last-minute invitation because we found out that Tori Kelly was having a listening party for her upcoming gospel album that she's having with where I think Kirk Franklin is executive producing.
Oh yeah, Hiding Place.
So therefore, of course, you know, when you get an invitation to go listen to Tori Kelly and Kirk Franklin, you drop what you're doing and you go make sure you go see Tori Kelly and Kirk Franklin. So we went downtown in Atlanta where we're at, and we got a chance to hear firsthand Tori Kelly's music. She performed some of her songs live, which were amazing.
And of course, you know, the legend, the living legend, Kirk Franklin.
The GOAT.
He did his due diligence. He's really cool. Tori Kelly is also super down to earth. I'm telling you, like, she's one of the realest celebrities that we've ever got a chance to meet. And when I tell you the talent in that room on that stage, Kirk Franklin on the keys, Tori Kelly with that guitar in her voice, it was just a match made in heaven.
A match made in heaven. And also, she was, of course, you know, doing pictures, and your girls got the opportunity to meet Tori. I told Misa this. Honestly, Tori is probably the one artist where I was not nervous to meet.
Yeah.
And it was so weird but it's the fact that she just gives off this, like, persona that she's just, like, so down to earth. And she just gives you that, like, I don't know, she has that feel, like, that spirit about her. She just seems so, like, you know, regular and down, even though she's Tori D. Kelly.
Right.
But she was so sweet when we met her.
Yeah, she was really down to earth. And do you want to know what she said when we got done taking the picture?
She
said we felt soft.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did say we felt soft.
So, you know, it's a little lotion, you know. It ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing big, T. Kells. It ain't nothing big. You know, we can share, you know, skincare routines afterwards, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
But it was so cool seeing her. So, and also, Hiding Place is out now. So make sure you guys go get the album. It is, listen.
Phenomenal.
I feel like phenomenal is even an understatement. Like, the collab she has, the voices, like, her and Kirk, they said it was their best work. And listen, we can co-sign to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. But listen, that was us and Tori Kelly. Hope you guys had an amazing week. Also, I love when we have these moments in which we can kind of recap how our 7 days went with you guys on the air.
We can let y'all know what's going on in our world. But listen, lately, this past week, y'all are letting us know what's going on in your world in this week's Dear Eminem Letter. Now, if you don't know what a Dear Eminem Letter is, I'm going to go ahead and let you know what that is. A Dear Eminem Letter is where one of our listeners write to us and they're in need of advice. They want some, you know, some perspective on what they're going through. So they write your girls Eminem and we read the letters live here on the air. So we got a Dear Eminem Letter this week. We're going to read it for you guys right here, right now. Here is this week's Dear Eminem Letter.
Dear Eminem, my best friend broke up with her ex a year ago after being together for a year and a half. They're still good friends and very cordial when they see each other. But here's my problem. My friend's ex has been tutoring me in Spanish and we've gotten very close.
Uh-oh.
And I mean close in all capital letters. We text all the time. We go out every weekend and we're very comfortable around each other. I think he likes me and now I think I like him, but he's my best friend's ex. So immediately I told my best friend how I felt, and oddly enough, she said that it's cool. And that if I want to date him, I should. Weird, right? Even though she gave me her permission, I still feel guilty about liking him, and I don't think me dating him would make me feel better. But my bestie gave me the green light to shoot my shot. Eminem, help me. What should I do? Should I pursue my best friend's ex, even though she says it's cool that I do? Sincerely, guilty best friends with good intentions.
Ooh, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get into this week's letter. Dear guilty best friend with good intentions. Now, I know it might sound as if to other people that she's doing a lot because, you know, her friend gave her the okay, but she's still considering it. I think that makes a good friend.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your friend tells you that things are okay just because they want to make you happy. And they show, oh, yeah, I'm over them. You know, it's okay. But, I mean, it's still good to even dial back and think, okay, well, but is she really okay? Or will this, you know, mess up our friendship? Should she pursue her best friend's ex even though she says that it's cool? Listen, man, I gotta say no.
I would say no.
I don't think you should. Listen, only because I think it's gonna be too weird. You know, I guess that's just for me. I feel like y'all are tutoring each other. I know you can't hide these feelings. But listen, girl, this is just my personal advice. I think you should just not do it, only because I feel like you don't want your friend to, she says she's okay now, but further along down the line and you guys start getting serious, you never know, because she might start thinking, oh, well, how long has he really been liking her?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she's going to start thinking in her room. You know how us girls are.
I think to determine a best friends not only listen to what their best friends say, but they also listen with the intentions of understanding their undertones. You have to be able to hear in their voice, girl, it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead and date him.
No,
it's
you
fine.
Know when us girls say it's fine, it's not fine.
It's not at
it's
all.
It's not fine.
Please abort, exit, delete, get out as soon as possible. Abort the mission. I do not think that it's safe as of right now to move forward with dating your best friend's ex. Only because I feel like you should value the best friend relationship more than you have this guy in between the both of you.
Now, how should she mask her feelings with this guy now? Because now I'm thinking about that. They clearly made their feelings known. Maybe you need to have a conversation with the guy and be like, listen, we don't want to, I'm not sure what your friend's name is, but you should just let them know, I don't want to mess this up, our relationship between all three of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think you need to wait. Just pump the brakes.
A little bit. Now, if you see these feelings are still strong, maybe further along down the line, you can maybe revisit it. But I say don't jump right in right away.
It's too soon.
It's too soon. And that's sincerely your girl's Eminem. Listen, huge shout out to Guilty Best Friend with Good Intentions. We know you have good intentions, girl. We sense it. But listen, we're going to let you guys know later on during the show how you can send your dear Eminem letters to us here at the show.
Most definitely. But listen, we got this good conversation that we are talking about. The biggest beef lately is between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. It's all centered around this right here. Who is to blame for the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef? They were at Harper's Bazaar fashion event, and apparently
it went left.
We're still trying to figure out what's really going on and getting to the bottom of it. But apparently, Cardi says that Nicki had made some type of remark about Cardi B's newborn baby culture, and shoes got to flying, elbows got to swinging, like
lumps were on heads.
It was crazy. It was crazy. So of course we're trying to get you guys' opinions on that. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at. To give us your responses, add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what your two cents are all about. But right here, right now, we've got your dose of encouragement, motivation, and inspiration right here, all compacted into 60 seconds, brought to you by my girl Mia. Here is your 1 minute inspiration.
It's time for the word of the day. The word of the day is intentional. Now, intentional means done on purpose. I could really end my inspiration right there, but I got more to say. I want you to know that there's always a bigger picture. Sometimes we look at our current situations and circumstances and we get frustrated. Why? Because we might be around people we don't like, or be in an environment that we hate, or just feel uncomfortable with the position that we're currently in. But let's go back to the word of the day, though. Intentional means done on purpose, meaning you're in your current situation for a reason. God will never put you in a situation where you won't benefit. You're either going to meet someone influential, going to receive something instrumental, or going to learn something vital. But I don't get why my coach is always so hard on me. It's because he's preparing you to be captain of your team. But Mia, I hate my job. Girl, your future husband is at that job. When God is the artist, there's always gonna be a bigger picture. So don't get distracted by the mess in front of you where you lose sight of the masterpiece in the making.
That's good. It's good. It is good. I'm telling you, be intentional, man. Everything is intentional. Yo, I really hope that you grasp what Mia just said, girl. Mia, I can't tell you how many ladies are getting ready for work right now. Running to work.
Right.
Mia said my man is at the front office, okay? I am on my way. Love the inspiration. You guys, I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. And when I tell you that there's so many moments in which we feel like the inspirations are for you guys, but it really ministers to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that need to hear it the most. But of course,
exactly,
we're bringing you all the inspirations, not only just on the air, but we're bringing them on the forefront, putting them on social media, giving you a visual aspect of what we're really talking about. So please head over to our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, like I said before, MM Live Radio, to get your extra dose of 1 Minute Inspiration.
But listen, we talked about Tori Kelly, but you know what? We're going to play one of her songs from her new album, Hiding Place. Here is Never Alone by Tori Kelly featuring Kirk Franklin. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
In my time, I've traveled some roads, a rolling stone, nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go. And life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before your eyes. We put all our hope inside material things. In your light, I now understand that everything I have ain't everything that I am. Oh, sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough, but that's when love says you're mine. Oh, now I've run many rivers.
It's not deeper still.
Yeah.
You've come too far to give up now. Let's go!
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in.
Listen, man, we got to get into this week's conversation. Of course, you guys already know it's about the biggest beef that's going on right now. Who is to blame for the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef, and why? That's this week's question. And we got so many comments. Now, due to the sake of time, we're only going to read a few of our comments, but huge shout out to everyone that's commenting right now. We appreciate it. But here are some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
On IG, thanks so much for commenting at the Social Media Diva. Nicki has been picking at Cardi since she has started climbing the charts. She hits and then hides her hand. Cardi might be younger, but she knows a slick chick when she sees one. She hopes, or let's hope, they can move past the foolishness, realize that there's room for everyone, and choose success over drama. I second that. At Amore Group, this person says media. So they're saying that media is the one to blame.
Media is the reason why. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Now, again, guys, the question for this week is, who is to blame for the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef, and why?
One more at JM Soto. He says, I'm not even paying attention to it.
Listen, LOL. Well, listen, guys, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, you can go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But, of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, Who is to blame for the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef, and why?
I blame them both.
Cardi and Nicki? Oh, yes. Okay, why?
I blame them both only because I feel like the moment where Cardi came onto the scene, because of course we all know that Nicki Minaj has been in the industry for just
a decade,
yeah. years. I feel like, of course, you know, if somebody felt some type of way and felt like there was only room for one rap queen or one queen of rap, I feel like they should have sat that person down, because they already knew the industry that you're living in, or the industry that you're breaking through. You're going to live in a society in which they're going to want to see cat fight.
Yeah.
They're going to want to see women fighting each other for that top spot. They should have sat down together, showed everyone in public what they're doing, how women can reconcile their differences, and show how there's room for everybody to eat. But they allow for media to twist their words. They allow for even guys in the industry to twist their words, or even make it to a point in which they're painting the picture of the image of them beefing when they weren't really beefing. They should have nipped it in the butt the moment where it was even a small headline on media charts, you know? So I feel like at the moment, it's the both of their faults.
Both of their faults. And that's interesting. I personally say, I think society and the industry they're in is to blame for their beef. Because before even people were, I guess before Nicki and Cardi even had the chance to be cordial or be cool, I saw so many polls, who is better, Cardi, Nicki Minaj? Who's the real queen of rap, Cardi or Nicki Minaj? And it's like, why do we need a queen? Why does there need to be one? Do you realize there is not one great when it comes to hip-hop for men? It's like you got Drake, you got Kendrick, you got Hov, you got Nas, you have there's so many people, they're all in like their different lanes. But here it is, but of course, when it comes to women, it for us, it only can be one person. So I feel like the industry they're in, pit them against each other. Because, yeah. I mean, honestly, you have entourages, you have egos who try to boost you up and gas you up. And then also society, social media, things like that. I think we didn't want for it to be, but I think subconsciously what we didn't realize is that we were pitting them against each other. Now, I want to ask this question. Did you see this coming?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Them, like, physically getting into it?
Face-to-face. There being a beef. Nicki has always said that she has no competition. So now that when there is competition, there has to be some type of argument. There has to be some type of beef or some type of fight to the top. But like you said before, even way back when in music and hip hop, there was Tupac.
Yeah.
There was Biggie, and they had their beef, but they still stand as greats to this day. Even when it comes to comedy, I'm not sure if you guys know, but there are four or five kings of comedy.
Yeah.
It's not just one. And we see this happen with women in all types
Everything.
Of industries all the time. And when are we going to put a stop to it?
Now, I wanted to say this. I feel the same way. It's funny because I thought that it would happen. I didn't think it was going to happen like this. Like, you know, I didn't think it was going to be like a fight situation. But I wanted to shed light on this for this situation. Recently, I know everyone see that Meek Mill and Drake, they had a beef, you know, when they did the whole back-to-back. You know, that's when Drake's diss song went to the Grammys or whatnot. They recently were seen playing ping pong together, hit the stage together, showed each other love and all. It was a big thing for everyone to see that they squashed their differences. So do you think that is that women, what is the difference between women and men? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's clearly something. I've never known guys to have that long of a beef, but I know girls will be mad forever.
Forever.
If you got beef with me, we gonna beef forever.
Right, and especially if you have a friend, like a best friend that doesn't take no mess.
Right.
Because I heard that, was it Ra Ali was the one that jumped in?
Loving hip-hop star Ra Ali got into it. And I think she saw Cardi swing at Nicki, and then so she started swinging.
She jumped in.
She tried to jump in on it.
Right, which makes the whole situation and the whole story even juicier, because when a best friend jumps in, of course, you know, it's going to be some mayhem. But this is what I think, Mia, because we see this issue with women happening in all types of industries, even in the workplace, I think it's because it's juicier, especially in pop culture, it's juicier to see women fight.
Yeah.
Because we have, of course, Love and Hip Hop. We have Love and Basketball. We have Real Housewives of Atlanta. We have this beef. We had that beef between Nicki and Remy.
Right.
We had the beef between Nicki and Kim. We had the beef between Nicki and Cardi. Like, the list goes on and on. But I think it's because women knows how to pull the juice out, pull the receipts out. We got the tea.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you're not sleeping with this type of man. And I saw you over here talking to my girl. It's juicier when you see women fight, and which is sad because even when we were younger and on the playground, on the playground. Little boys were excited to see little girls catfight. Mm-hmm. And that is sad that it trickled even down to our younger generations.
Yeah, now thinking about it, I saw a lot of people that were validating Cardi for what she did because kids are off limits.
Yeah.
With the rumors of Nicki talking about her child. So what I was thinking about this not too long ago, like, what did that validate it? Because I mean, you're some people have kryptonite. My mom has always said that some people, you just don't, you have that one thing where if you talk about it, I'm about to go off.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I mean, Cardi's a new mom, you know, she's probably one of her first events of her being out since her having a child. So with the fact of her, I was trying to think, what she does that validate it, does it not? I just feel like my biggest concern is with Cardi, you know what I'm saying? Because I think Nicki said this on her show. Nicki has bags, money, all the type of things. Cardi, she's still new to the game, and I don't want for anyone to look at her and be like, oh, she's still the same girl from the Bronx. We don't want to work with her.
Right.
We don't want to do that because she's so talented. They're so gifted at what they do, and that there's room for them both. I don't get that. Now, do you feel like Nicki was extensive for her going on Queen Radio, her radio show, to talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, but first things first, I have to be able to see things at all angles. You know, everyone was coming for Nicki because, of course, the narrative as of right now was saying that Nicki is the one that spoke poorly on Cardi B's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like a lot of people say, kids are off limits. We'll talk about anybody's child because, of course, you're going to see the mother bear of somebody come out in rage. So we're not really quite sure what the real story is, but that's what Cardi says what happened. When everyone is coming for Nicki and you don't really know what the real story is, I think because Nicki has a platform that is a radio show or a podcast, of course she's going to use her own podcast to clear her own name.
Especially when Cardi went on social media afterwards to say how she felt about Nicki and what she's been doing and how she's been moving shiesty or whatever. So I expected for her to talk about it.
Yeah, I expected it. But however, I do want to talk to Cardi, okay? Cardi, you have to be able to change your mindset. You decided to leave Love & Hip Hop New York because you felt like it was too much for you.
Yeah.
Leave that type of energy and that type of behavior on the reality shows. You are now a mega superstar. The higher the go, the thinner the air, okay? The higher the go, or as they say, the higher the level, or the higher the level, the bigger the devil.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to recognize that. Now you're a mother. Think of your child, okay? You have to be able to put your mind in that type of space. You never see Beyonce dealing with nobody. You never see Oprah dealing with nobody. You never see these people of high stature, you never see them dealing with anything that small or something that's going to tarnish their brand.
Now, a lot of celebrities had their opinions on what happened with Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Some of them were there, and you know, we got a chance to hear their opinions on social media. I heard a lot of different people, but there was one statement that Kelly Rowland made that was very vital, and I want you guys to listen to what Kelly Rowland had to say about the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef.
In a time where Serena Williams is fighting for equality, I love both Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, and I think that they are extremely talented. And in a time where she's fighting for women's equality, we just can't be fighting. It's no time for us as women to fight. And they are so talented, and I just genuinely love them both so much. But it's just not the time. It's not the time. We have way bigger issues as women.
We have way bigger issues as women. To me, after hearing Kelly say that spoke so many volumes for her to say what she said. Besides Kelly Rowland being right, my personal take on the whole beef is the fact that, do you realize that we have two, not one, but two of the biggest artists in music are women?
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah.
But here it is, the biggest artists in the biggest artists in music are women, and they're fighting.
Yeah.
And they're beefing, and they're being catty, and they're going back and forth. Do you know how much volumes it would speak to see these two powerful, influential boss of women to come together? And you don't have to be, I'm not saying you have to do songs together, you have to be buddy-buddy, go get your nails together, post selfies, I'm not saying all of that. But what I am saying is, for society, or even other girls, period, and women, period, to see y'all showing love, you know how much volumes that would speak? I can tell you so many times in school, I've seen girls be like, there can only be one. No, I mean, I'm the only one. There's only one. So many people for years have told us there can only be one. There's so many times where who said that?
Yeah.
Who said that? When in guys, it's everyone. there is no specific one when it comes to guys. But for us girls, oh, it can only be one.
You have to be able to set the example. You have to be able to show the younger girls, or even the artist that's going to come after you, show them how the game goes. Show them that media is going to twist your words. Men in the same industry is going to twist your words. They're going to want to see the both of you fight. But you're not going to give them that power. You're not going to give them the liberty to change your narrative, to change the language, and set and let them tell you the type of person that you are. Paint you to be the bad guy. Paint you to be the victim. No, there are two queens. And there's nothing wrong with having two queens and building that queendom. Like you said, there's so many guys in the industry that there's room for everybody to eat. But in a world in which people like Serena Williams, but not only Serena, but so many women around the world is trying to fight for equality in women. How are you going to be a woman in the industry, in hip hop, and talk about how you beefing with Cardi B, but say that you're fighting for equality in the same sentence? It's impossible. How are you going to fight for equality if you don't even see Cardi as your equal? That's impossible. We have to be able to mean what we say and say it with power. If you don't, then there's emptiness to what you do. There's no purpose in what you're doing. There's no real activity, or there's no real action that you're taking if you're going to contradict what you're saying and not be a person of who you say that you're going to be.
But listen, we still want your opinions on this week's questions. Go ahead and let us know, who do you think is to blame for Cardi B and Nicki Minaj's beef, and why? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and Facebook as well at MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. But let's get to some good music, Mia.
Let's go ahead and get into it. New music from Aaron Cole, as always. Here's Promised Land by Aaron Cole. Keep it like right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
Yeah, it's January 31st. I'm in a 97 Volvo, cruising down the street with my ace young Ricardo. Walking the grocery store, our skin got us cursed. Getting weird looks, and old lady clenched the purse. Lady, I don't want your bag, I'm too focused on mine. Instead of being offended, I'm just used to it by now. So we rolled out of the store, straight to the dealership. Caught the brand new BM dub, and I'm feeling it. We put that thing in drive. I'm just living life with my God, but this life make me feel like I'm Allen with the rock. When I came out, my mama already had a different fight. An hour with the whip, and all I see is blue lights. Officer, what's the problem? License and registration. All he saw was a black boy living and started hating. Martin ain't watched for this, we still dreaming up in the basement. I know I got a plan, being patient, boy, we gon' make it last. We gon' make it to the promised land. We gon' make it to the promised land. Promised land, promised land. We gon' make it to the promised land.
February 17th, young boy on his grind. Tryna level up, but he got too much on his mind. His mom hooked on drugs and his pop left at 9. So he left in his room with no food, just his rhymes. Next thing you know, young homie in the gang. Drunk every night, and last week he robbed the bank. Wrong crowd, got my young boy gonna sing. Come back, youngin', just come back to the dream. But my dude lost hope, he don't wanna hear no more quotes. Said if God love me, why he got me on the ropes? When my pops don't love me, why my mom on dope? Why my life in the world when I don't know if I can cope? Cause God testing your paces, promise that you gon' make it. You gotta try. Trust him to take it, the promised land is awaiting. Jesus ain't died for this, we still dreaming up in the basement. I know I got a plan, being patient, boy, we gon' make it last. Yeah, yeah. We gon' make it to the promised land. Yeah. We gon' make it to the promised land. Promised land, promised land. Yeah. We gon' make it to the promised land.
I know some of you are tired. I know some of you are weary, but I've got good news for you. There is a rest for the people of God, and that rest is the promised land. And I believe we're all going to get there together.
We're going to make it to the promised land. We're going to make it to the promised land.
To the promised land.
Listen, Aaron Cole's taking the game by storm. Promised Land by Aaron Cole. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
You know it. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
We really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we do. Now, don't forget that you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us who's to blame for the beef between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and why.
And make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, hit us up on our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Listen, if you need advice and want our perspectives on your situation you're going through, listen, you can write us a Dear Eminem letter. We'll read your letter live on the air and you'll get our honest opinions and our advice. You can submit your Dear Eminem letters via our website, misaandmia.com. Click our submissions tab, then click Dear Eminem letter to submit yours.
And tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because it's a party.
It's a party.
Eminem Live Radio celebrates 5 years on the airwaves, and you don't want to miss it. Yes, it's been 5 years already.
It's been 5 years, man. You do not want to miss the party we'll be having on the airwaves to celebrate. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, you know, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, because now it's not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Speak life into the rest of your 2018. We love you so much, and thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Woo!
You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Turning up for Christ, this is Eminem.